Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma share. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners who Bez Hashem be joining the share. Parshas Bamidbar Tov Shin Pei Dalet. Last week we dedicated the share Lila Nishmas, the Kedoshim of the city of Ramayza of Worms. Pamayim Kidshu twice, their Makadashem Shamayim. The first time Chav Gimel Iyar, which was last Friday. The second time, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which is tomorrow, over 800 people murdered in the city of Worms in the year 1096 in Tatnu. Continuing on to the city of Magencia and Gimel Sivan, over 1,000, if I remember correctly, were murdered on that day. Hashem Yikoyim Domam. Shir is also dedicated as a schus for Binyamin Alexander, Ben Yitta Reizel, who is in need of Rachamei Shamayim. And should be a schus for him. B'sayik sharchoy Yisrael. Parshas Bamidbar Tov Shin Pei Dalet, we're going to see a meridik HaMeshech Chachma who says a chidush nifla. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Mem Tes, Pasuk Nun actually is the Meshech Chachma. In the previous Pasuk Mem Tes, Hashem says, don't count Matei Levi. Pasuk Nun, V'atof Kedis HaLeviyam HaMishkan HaEdus, appoint them in charge of the Mishkan and the Kelim V'chol HaShaloi. They'll carry it and they'll serve it. And the Levium should encamp around the Mishkan. Pasuk Nun Aleph. And when they're going to travel, they'll take it down. When they're going to camp, they will erect it. Pasuk Nun Beis. Bnei Yisrael should camp. Pasuk Nun Gimel. And the Levium will camp around the Mishkan Haidus. Bnei Yisrael. Vishomru Alevium is Mishmeres Mishkan Haidus. So Meir Simcha seems to be bothered by the following question, and that is, why is it repeated? In Pasuk Nun, V'saviv la'mishkan yachanu. They'll camp around the Mishkan. Pasuk Nun Gimel, V'alevim yachanu saviv la'mishkan ha'idus. So truthfully, this question is addressed by the Brisker Rav in Chidushei Maron Riz HaLevi Al HaTorah, where he says the Pasuk is talking about two different things. There's two dinim in the encampment of the Levium around the Mishkan. One was a mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash. That was a mitzvah L'dairis. In the Beis HaMikdash as well, there was a mitzvah of being Shomer, the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. And then there was a second halacha of the three Machanois, Machana Shechina, Machana Leviyah, and Machana Yisrael. And the Levium had their place, Saviv LaMishkan, that was called Machana Leviyah. So therefore he says, that's why the Pasuk starts off, Hafkeh es Halevim. These are the things that the Levium are appointed to, jobs. What are their jobs? There's different things. They'll carry the Mishkan, the Kelim, the Hem Yisharsu. And one of the things is, V'saviv la'mishkan yachanu, they will be around the Mishkan to be Shomer the Mishkan. Then we start talking about the camps. V'chahanu b'nei Yisrael isha machaneyu. They'll camp each place. And on that, where are the Levium? The Levium's encampment will be Saviv Lemishkan Ha'edus. So that, says the Brisker Rav, is why the Torah says it twice. It's talking about two different things. The first thing is referring to one of their jobs of being Shomer, the Mishkan, and therefore they had to be around the Mishkan to be Shomer. And the second was the din of Machana Leviyah. He says, if you look in the Ayin Rambam Perek Zayim Beis HaBechir Aloch Yer Aleph, the Rambam brings the first pasuk Saviv La Mishkan Yakanu from Machan Leviyah, which doesn't sound so much like the Brisker Rav and the Ramban, and the second pasuk Valeviyim Yakanu Saviv Adarabba. The end of the pasuk says Vishamra Ralaviyim is Mishmeres Mishkan Eidosh, which sounds like that pasuk is the Shmira, which would be the opposite of from the way the Brisker Rav said it. But as Azayzak the Brisker Rav. So let's see Rameir Simcha. Hinei Kaimalon. Rameir Simcha starts with a question. We paskin the Valkeri min haTorah mishtaleach chutz l'shnei machanos. A Valkeri, a man who is a Valkeri min haTorah, he is not allowed to be in the two machanos of Machane Shechina and Machane Leviyah. Where min v'chol zav, it says in the pasuk all zav l'rabba is Valkeri kidam Rabbi Yochanan bereish perak elu dvarim. Sech the psachin daf samach zayin amud beiz. Rabbi Yochanan says that a Balkari is Mishtaleach Chutz L'Shnei Machanois. based on the pasuk of Echolzov. Frechter Meir Simcha, a bam question. V'im kain. Eich hayu halevim oisim b'machane shalohem. How were the levim eich hayu mutarim mitashmish v'eich hayu mnishaseya? If a balkeri is not allowed in machane levia, frecht the Meser Chochma, how were the levim mishamish im nishaseyim? How they live there? How they have tashmish with their wives? L'chayra, a balkeri is aser in machane levia. As I frecht the Meser Chochma. Rav Moshe Mordechai Scholzinger, in his Sefer Zvachim, Mishmar HaLevi, Simen Kuf Samach Beis, in the middle, B'dabri Yimechad B'noigea Lahanal, when I was talking with someone about the Golem, whatever it was, Omer Li Ha'ora Nifla V'Yatzuma, B'Shem Go'in Hador HaMeshe Chochma Zal, Shehikshe, Eich Hayu HaLeviyah Mutar Mene Shaseyim Kozman B'Midbar, Harei Balkeri Yatsir B'Menachan HaLeviyah. So he says, it's a Ha'ora Nifla V'Yatzuma. The Rameir Simcha is asking, how is it that the Leviim were Mutar B'Tashmish? On the bottom he brings the Haggah that he wrote later on, and he says he saw the Gulyoni Hashas and Yevomis, Pei Beis Amun Beis, Rabbi Yosef Engel brings the Tashbats, that asked, Umash Sheish Lo L'Tmayu, V'chi HaLeviim HaYosur M'Tashish Hamita B'Lehem Amidbar. So Tashbats already asked this question. Pazay frekter Meir Simcha. The Tzarech Loimar says Meir Simcha Chiddush. The Alevim Hashemim Mishmeres Hakodesh Hayu Smuchim Saviv LeMishkan Hoidus. The Levim that were Shemer Mishmeres Hakodesh, they were Samuch Saviv LeMishkan Hoidus. It's true, they were around the Mishkan, and over there that was Machane Leviyah, and Machane Leviyah is Aser B'Tashmish. However, v'ahaleim u'nisheim v'tapeim, but their tents, their wives and their children, hayu chaynim sviva ismachanom. They camped around the machane of Machane Leviyah, lifnei Machane Yisrael. Meir Simcha saying a maridik achidush here. Till now, we've always understood there's Machane Shechina, Machane Leviyah, Machane Yisrael. So, to Meir Simcha, no, there's Machane Shechina. There's Machane Leviyah, where the Leviyim are there on their own without their wives. Shomrim Mishmeres HaKodesh. Then there's a buffer zone between them and Machane Yisrael. And that buffer zone is where the Leviyim's wives and children and Oyel was. And there, they're Mutar B'Tashmish. B'lachain haya bein Machane Leviyah l'Machane Yisrael, rochek mil kedisa ben Medrash. He brings a medrash that says that there was a mill between Machane Leviyah and Machane Yisrael. Heviu Rashi al mineged saviv. Rashi perek beis pasuk beis brings it on the words mineged saviv. La'ayo maya yachanu, says Rashi. Me rochaik mil. Mineged the ayal mayad means be rochaik mil. Now, when you learn pashut pshat, that's referring to the space between machane shechina, meaning the mishkan, and Machane Yisrael. The Mishkan to Machane Yisrael was a mil. A mil is 2,000 amas. And Rashi says over there, so they should be able to come to the Mishkan on Shabbos. Shouldn't be outside the Tchum. But Meir Simcha is saying that that mil included in it, that's where the Leviim were. Now his Lashon was, Bein Machane Leviyah leMachane Yisrael. Is Rochaik Mil. So Rav Dom on the bottom here, Baruch Hashem, we're back to Bamidbar, Chelek Aleph of Rav Dom. He says, Lishna de Rabbeinu has to be Lavdavka, because the mil in the Medrash is Mefurish from the Mishkan to Machane Yisrael, so it was less than a mil. But he's saying there was a lot of space. Rabbi Simcha is bothered, why is there so much space? 2,000 amas is a lot of space. Why is there so much space necessary between the Mishkan and Machane Yisrael? The Teretz is because in those 2,000 amas, there's two things there. There's Machane Leviyah, and there's also where the Leviyim camped with their wives. B'sham hayu mutar mitashmish. And in that place, they were mutar mitashmish. B'rak sviva sa'aren hayla din Machane Leviyah. Only the part around the Aron HaKodesh had a din of Machane Leviyah. Lachein Omar. That's why in Pasuk Nun it says, "V'saviv la mishkan yachanu," and they should encamp saviv la mishkan heima hagvarim levad. That's referring to the men. The next Pasuk Nun Gimel, "V'alaviim yachnu saviv la mishkan eidus ze'im nishoisehem." Rabbi Simcha is making another diuk. Why does it say in the first pasuk only la mishkan, and the second pasuk says la mishkan ho eidus? Why does it say eidus in the second pasuk? Zeim nishayseim, because that pasuk's talking about the Levim with their wives. Kichanias Machane Yisrael, exactly like they camped in Machane Yisrael. Machane Yisrael was families, men with their wives. So too, this part of the Levim was like Machane Yisrael. V'lochein Eidus Ksiv. That's why it says Eidus. She Eidus Shashchina Shara BiYisrael. This is an Eidus that Shechina Shara BiYisrael. Why Shezehirim Uprushim Arayis? Mishkan O Eidus is the Eidus. The Kla Yisrael is purged from Arayis, and they stick to their families, and their Yichus is pure. Chamay Shadarshu Al Kra, like the pasuk says, the Shiftei Ka Eidus Li Yisrael. Heviu Rashi Parshas Pinchas Akra Mishpachas Hanoichi. In Parshas Pinchas, Perek Chav Vav, Pasuk Hey, we all know this famous Rashi. Perek Chav Vav, Pasuk Chav Hey, Rashi says. Sorry, Perek Chav Vav, Pasuk Hey, not Chav Hey. Mishpachas Hanoichi, because the Umars were mevazen saying, how do you have Yichus? What do you mean, the Mitzriim, if they ruled over your guf, they for sure took care of your women as well. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his name on them, every shevet has ha, and a yud at the end, ha-chanoichi, ha-meyid, that they are b'nei avoseihem. V'zehu shemefurish ha-yudei David tehillim kuchav beis dalit, shiftei ka eidus li Yisrael. Hashem Hazeh, the shame of Ka, of Yud and Hey, is made on Kla Yisrael that they are miyuchasim l'shifteyim. That's why there's a Yud and a Hey. And therefore, that's why, says Rabbi Meir Simcha, Eidus li Yisrael, Eidus, the Kla Yisrael is pure. This is Kla Yisrael with their wives, showing that they're with their wives. There's a Hirim from Emprushim Marayis. And that is why in the second pasuk, Valavim Yachanu Saviv, just like in the pasuk before, V'chanu b'nei Yisrael, Isha Machaneo v'Isha Digloi, how is Kala Yisrael camping with families? Valavim Yachanu, they will also camp with their families, where? Saviv l'mishkan ha'edus. This is the place, their mutar betashmish, Edus l'Yisrael, the ksheirus, the kashrus of Kala Yisrael with their homes. So Meir Simcha is saying, Taka, this Meridik HaChidosh. Meridik HaChidosh, that there's a buffer zone. There's a buffer zone between Machane Leviyah and Machane Yisrael. Rav Dom, if you have access to his Meshech Chachma, has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 full pages, 8.5, and more, I'm sorry, keeps on going, almost 10 pages. And this Meshech Chachma, all different types of Ha'aretz. All different types of Ha'aretz in the understanding of what Rav Meir Simcha is trying to say here. Number one, Rav Meir Simcha's Kasha. What do you do with the Kasha? It's Taka very Shvera Kasha. And number two, what would be the Teretz on the Kasha? Now it's interesting, he brings Minchas Chinuch in Shin Samach Gimel. The Minchas Chinuch talks about the difference between a Tvul Yoim, I'm sorry, a Balkari, who enters into Machane Leviyah, and someone who becomes a Balkari in Machane Leviyah. Someone who becomes a Balkari in Machane Leviyah perhaps doesn't have to leave. And therefore he wants to say that perhaps we could say that, to answer Meir Simcha's question of how the Leviyim were Meshamish in Machane Leviyah, the Ayah Balkari is Nishtaleach. That's only if he was a Balkari already. But to become a Balkari Machane Leviyah could be is not a problem. This is one of the attempts that he has to answer Meir Simcha's Kasha. But let's continue in the Meshech Achma. Because he continues and he says, Lefizeh, also, a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. V'lechein Kosov, the Pasuk says later on, Peregimel Pasuk Lamed Ches. What does it say in Peregimel Pasuk Lamed Ches? V'achoynim lifnei ha-mishkan keidma. There's talking about the Degalim, where everybody camped. The ones who camped in front of the Mishkan on the east, lifnei oyo mayer mizracha, Moshe, the Aharon, uvanav, shaymir mishmeres ha-kidesh, the mishmeres b'nei Yisrael. So the Gemara Masechta Tamid says as follows. The Gemara Masechta Tamid says, how do we know that there has to be Shaimrim and the Mikdash? Three Shaimrim of Kayanim. Amar Abaya, Amar Krov, Vachainim, Lifnei HaMishman, Kedma, Lifnei Almoyim, Mizrach, Amay Shavar, Shaimrim, Mishmeres HaMikdash, Mishmeres B'nei Yisrael. Zok de Gemara, Hachi Kamar. Vachainim, Lifnei HaMishka, Kedma, Lifnei Almoyim, Mizrach, Moshe. Do you have to split up the Pasuk? Vachainim, Lifnei HaMishkan, Kedma, Moshe. Pause. Afterwards, Aaron Uvanov Shaimrei Mishmeres Hamikdash. Aaron Bechad Makoim, Uvanov Bishnei Makoimis. Aaron in one place, his sons in two places, so that's three Kayanim. Mimai, says the Gemara, how do you know that? Since it says Vachoinim, and it says Shaimrim, Choinim Luchud, Ushaimrim Luchud. Frak the Gemara, Eima Kula Bechad Makoim, Luchudei, maybe all three of them are in one place. Why? Because it says like Moshe. Ma Moshe b'chad makam l'chudei? Just like Moshe, who was not shomer with them, was in his own place. Af Aaron uvanav b'chad makam l'chudei. So Aaron uvanav, each one was in their own individual place. So says Meir Simcha, it says in the Pasuk, Moshe Aaron uvanav, Didarish Moshe al Machane Leviyah Bereish Tamid. So the Gemara is over there saying Moshe is independent from Aaron Uvanov, because Moshe is in Machane Leviyah and Aaron Uvanov is in Machane Shechina. And then we say, just like my Moshe, he is by himself, so too Aaron Uvanov, each of them are individual, and there are three places being Shomer in the Mikdash. But says Rameir Simcha, why, when we want to describe Machane Leviyah, do we use Moshe Rabbeinu? It's going according to the Mandamar that Moshe was only a Kayin in the Shivis Yimei Miluim. So the Gemara continues, Ma Moshe Mechaduchta V'Aaron Mechaduchta. V'amayim Mapikra D'machane Leviyah B'loshen Moshe Likarei Hasheva Bishmai. If we're talking about Machane Leviyah over here, so why are we calling Machane Leviyah? Why did Torah choose to refer to the whole Machane Leviyah as Moshe? That's Rameir Simcha's question. Ulefi says, Dr. Meir Simcha says, Shapir, according to Maishtikul Torah, comes out very good. Because what's Moshe Rabbeinu? What does he represent? Moshe Hoya B'lo Isha. We know one of the things Moshe Rabbeinu did was perish Mina Isha. So therefore, when the Torah wants to talk about Machane Leviyah, who are Choinim Saviv, Lifnei HaMishkan, the Machane Leviyah that is Lifnei HaMishkan, that is encamped right about around the Mishkan, we're going to call it Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because Kein Hayu Kol HaChoinim Lifnei HaMishkan B'lo Isha. Because anyone who was encamped, any Levi encamped right around the Mishkan, they didn't have wives either. Shal zeh yodin Machane Leviyah, because that's where it had a din of Machane Leviyah. The Valkeri mishtal chushal shtei machnais b'doik. V'ayin ibn Ezra parshas kairach al misaviv lemishkan kairach. This is kazeh. It's interesting. In parshas kairach, perak tezayin, pasuk of Dalid, the pasuk says over there that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Daber la'id leimor, Hey olu misaviv lemishkan kairach dosan vaviram. You should go away from around Mishkan Korach, Dasan, Vaviram. So the Ibn Ezra is bothered by this. What do you mean Mishkan Korach, Dasan, Vaviram? Hanachin Be'enai, says the Ibn Ezra, Shahayu L'Korach Ayol, La'adam Shalai U'L'Rechushai Rochai B'Machan Elavim. Korach had his own oil, far away from Machan Elavim. And together with his oil were the oil of Dasan Vaviram. Kilo Yachnu Saviv HaMishkan Kim Alavim Levadam. L'chayra, Dasan Vaviram, how are they near the oil of Korach? Korach's a Levi, he's a Machan Elaviyah. And even though we said oil of the Rasha, the Shechenu, because Reuven is on that side, but Lamaisa, he's not near him. He's in Machan Elaviyah, he's in Machan Eshchin, in Machan Yisrael. The Tarot says no. We're not talking about Machan Leviyah. We're talking about where his tent was. His tent was further out. Further out, I mean, that's what sounds like maybe it was Stam, a random place. So the Ibn Ezra is saying this idea that the Leviyim had other tents besides for Machan Leviyah. And that's why he says, Ayin Ibn Ezra Kozeh. It's a similar thing. Now again, could be that was only Korach and so on and so forth. That's why he says Kozeh. But this is the Chiddush that Rameir Simcha is saying. Rameir Simcha is saying a Chiddush. That there are two dinim in Machan Leviyah. There's the Machan Leviyah with Kedushas Machan Leviyah. And that is part of what the Leviyim have that's where there's Saviv LaMishkan Yachanu. And for that has Kedushas Machan Leviyah, the Taka Aser B'Tashmish there, only men were there. After you go out of that area, there's still room. There was 2,000 Amas from the Mishkan to Machane Yisrael. What was in that rest of that area? That's where the families were. That's where the Leviyim were. They went to their wives, their Mishamish with their wives. It was Mutter B'Tashmish. And in fact, when we talk about them camped there, L'Mishkan Ha'edus. L'Mishkan Ha'edus. Because Edus L'Yisrael, that's where there's Kedushas. Tashmish, Kedusha of a family, of a man and a woman. Edus L'Yisrael, that everything is right. And then you have Machane Yisrael. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah, the Gemara, and Tamid, when we want to refer to Machan Leviyah, the Kedushas Machan Leviyah, how do we refer to it? Moshe. Moshe defines and represents Machan Leviyah. Why? Because just like Moshe is B'lo Isha, so too to be in Machan Leviyah with the Kedusha of Machan Leviyah, it's B'lo Isha. He was Aser B'Tashmish there. Balkeri B'Shtaleach, Chutz L'Shtei Machanais. Chutz L'Shtei Machanais. So, the Briskarav looked at the Pasuk and said, the first Pasuk is referring to not the Iker Kedushas Machan Leviyah. Saviv LaMishkan Yachanu was a job. Nun Gimel, the second Pasuk, was the Kedusha of Machan Leviyah, where they camped. And the Fira Meir Simchat's Pumfakert. Saviv LaMishkan Yachanu, that's the Kedusha of Machan Leviyah. And in fact, the Briskarav even said, look at the Rambam, it's not so mashma, like I'm saying, because the Rambam, when he brings the Machan Leviyah, in Beis HaBechira, Perek Zayin Alochi Yid Aleph, he brings this Pasuk of Saviv LaMishkan Yachnu, like Rameir Simcha, that's where the Ektzem Machan Leviyah is. Pasuk Nugimah Alvin Yachnu Saviv LaMishkan Eidos, that's not Kedushas Machan Leviyah. That's referring to the Machanois of where they had their families and their wives, that did not have the Kedusha of Machan Leviyah, therefore they were Mutar B'Tashmish, and then after that came Machan Yisrael. An unbelievable chiddush from Rameir Simcha, as the Mishmar Levi said, the kasha that he asked is a ara nifla v'atzuma, that he's asking l'chayra if a balkeri is aser b'tashmish. A balkeri is aser machan leviyah. How were the leviyim mutar and b'tashmish? And this is Rameir Simcha's chiddush nifla. The Rav Dom asked a few questions. So l'chayra, the place where they lived with their wives, like what did that have a din? It wasn't Kedushas Machan Leviyah, but it's Maisa Leviyah Mur. Nafkamina, for example, a Reitzach Bishaygek, who runs to the Ir Miklat, in the Midbar they ran to Machan Leviyah. Where'd they have to run to? They have to run to the Machaneh where there's Kedusha, or the Machaneh where they camped, which has a din also, obviously, of some type of Machan Leviyah, because Aleviyim Yachanu Saviv, that was part of Machan Leviyah, but didn't have the Kedusha of Machan Leviyah. What the Reitzeach B'Sheigeg, to be saved, where does he have to run? What is he being saved, Tullian? He has our sameachs, he has chidushim to show in different places. What's the din of a reitzeach running to Machane Levi'ah? Why is he saved? And therefore the nafkamina would be where he has to go. These are all types of ha'aris and that are yoytze from the divrei of Rameir Simcha. Zchus ha'yogin aleinu. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody, and kol tov.